This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What a reminder that every day is a gift of the Lord. And we are so glad that we can be together in His house today to worship and sing praises to His precious name. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And for the next several Sundays, we're going to kind of work through this particular chapter because there are so many things that I believe that we can learn from this passage to encourage us in our worship of the Lord, and the gifts that He has given in that regard to encourage us to worship Him. And beginning at verse 1, it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led." Now, the word dumb there is not the idea of ignorant, but rather silent. Silent idols. That's what they were worshiping before. These Gentiles were praying to, bowing down before, putting incense before, lighting candles before, idols that could not speak to them. So he's making a contrast here. "Wherefore I give you to understand," or "I give you understanding, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost." Now there's been a gift that's been given to us. The moment that we trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we received the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our helper. He is our enabler. He is the one that empowers us and directs us to the worship of the Son and the Father. Very, very important. The Spirit of God empowers, and His purpose is to bring glory to the Son. Jesus Christ said that in John chapter 14. And again in John chapter 16, that it is the role of the Spirit to bring glory to the Son. And so the difference between religion and true worship of God is the presence of the person of the Holy Spirit in the heart and life. How can I bring worship to one who is holier and more righteous and the God of the universe? How can I do that? Through the person of the Holy Spirit. And so He's given us that understanding, knowing that in our flesh we can do nothing that is good. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, now we are enabled to worship, and we no longer worship dumb idols, ones that cannot speak, they cannot hear, they cannot answer. But rather we are worshiping the true and living God through the Spirit of God, and therefore we are enabled to worship. And so this morning, our exercise is not something that's in and of our own power, but rather through the power of God's Holy Spirit and through the person of the gift of that Holy Spirit. And so I would encourage you this morning, as we gather together, when we open our mouths to sing, Paul put it this way in the next two chapters from here, from chapter 12 to chapter 14, "I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. When I pray, I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also." Understand that our worship is intricately linked to the Spirit of God, which was God's gift to us the moment we were saved. How do I know I can worship God? If I have the Holy Spirit dwelling in my heart. Through Him, I can bring praise and worship to the Lamb of God that gave Himself for me. What a glorious opportunity we have here, and I trust that you enter into true worship this morning.